Hello and welcome to another Sony Vegas tutorial from Techtopia. Today I'm just going to walk you through a few basic things in Sony Vegas. Maybe I'll continue into like a little series or something, but this is just going to cover a few basic things that amateur Sony Vegas users can follow, and hopefully they'll learn something and they'll actually be able to understand some of my tutorials, because most of my Sony Vegas tutorials are a little more advanced, or at least not beginner or novice user friendly or anything. So I'm just going to do a few beginner tips and stuff like that. So here is Sony Vegas Pro 8. If you're using a different version of Sony Vegas or something, it's fine. Most versions are all alike. Just make sure that you know what version you're dealing with when you're watching my tutorials. All my tutorials are using Sony Vegas Pro 8. To check your version, go to Help and About Vegas. Then you can read all your information here, and you should be set to go. One thing, there's a Vegas Movie Studio, Vegas Platinum, and Vegas Pro. And then there's like Vegas Pro 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then there's Vegas Movie Studio 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the same for Platinum. So make sure that you know what version you're using. Because the Movie Studio is worse than Pro. Doesn't have as many plugins and stuff. Doesn't have masking or color corrector secondary and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, make sure you know what version you're dealing with. Okay, so back to basics, okay? So here's the interface. I'll go over everything with you. Here is the timeline. This is where you import all your clips to, add all your effects, all your text. This is where you work with everything here. Probably the most important aspect in Sony Vegas. Over here, our video preview. This is where we will preview our product so far while we're working on it. We can see all the effects that are done and what they will look like in the final product. And it's pretty straightforward from here on. Up here, there's a little thing that says best auto, or yours might be saying something else. If we click this, we can change it to a different output quality. And this will reduce the quality that we view it in. However, it will render the frames faster, and it will be less prone to lagging and stuff. Down here, underneath our timeline, there's these buttons here. Most of them are pretty self-explanatory. If you hit this button, the play button, it will play the your movie project to wherever you are, and pause will pause it, stop will stop it, this will go to start, this will go to end, etc., etc., basic stuff. So pretty straightforward from here on. Inside our timeline, there's this little flashing line here, and this flashing line indicates how far into your project you are. You can line this up with all these little numbers up here to show where you are in your video project. To move your line around, you can put your mouse down here into the gray area, put your mouse on that line, you'll see a little icon, and you can drag it around, but what I like to do is just click to where I want to go, and it will jump me right there. So here, if I click right here, it's right under the 29 mark here, therefore I'm about 29 seconds into the video clip. So if I play from here, I'm playing from 30 seconds forward, and then if I click here, I'm 15 seconds into the video. Here I'm about 45 seconds into the video. Very basic stuff. And you can also tell how far into the video you are by looking up here into this set of numbers here. This is the master sound, or I don't even know what it's called. But this is where you tell how far into the project you are. All these tabs up here, you might have more or less tabs than me. Anytime you need to retrieve a tab or get rid of a tab or something, you can go up here to view. And then check or uncheck the according tabs or whatever tabs you want or don't want. The first tab is Explore. This is where you get all your media from. You go to your Explore and you go through your documents, your computer, your desktop, your favorites, whatever. You look for everything and then you can simply drag it into the timeline. But I don't like to do it this way. So I usually don't have my Explore tab up for personal reasons and other stuff. So when I want to import media, I'll just go to File, Import Media, and then it's much more easy to work with, and I can drag whatever I want in here. I can drag a video clip, and I can easily explore through everything. Once I import a media, or any form of media, text, video, image, whatever, sound, doesn't matter, it will not go directly into the timeline. It will go into your Project Media tab down here. This tab is where you will find any media that has ever been imported into Sony Vegas. So if you ever delete something and you need to retrieve it again, check your Project Media tab, look around, you might find it. Anytime you want to drag something into the timeline, simply do that. Drag your clip into the timeline. And then once it's in the timeline, you can move it around to where you want. And there you go. So there you go. That's pretty straightforward from here on. The video effects tab is where you can add effects to your clips. On the categories to the left, you can choose whatever kind of effect you're looking for. Down here, there's a really neat one I like called TV Simulator. Then you can drag a preset over here right onto it. So this one's called TV Look. If I click on it and keep my mouse button held down and drag it and drop it right onto my clip, this small dialog box will pop up where I can edit each setting for each individual element for the effects. So I can change one part of the effect and downgrade one part of the other effect. So if we look in the video preview now, we can see that I'm changing the effects to my liking. So if I put an effect on and I'm satisfied with it, I can simply exit out now, go down here to our play button, and play it, and there you go, you can see the effect that is taking place onto our clip. Now we can use our stop or pause button to stop it, and there we go. So that is basically it for the video effects tab. Transitions is the same, except instead of the effect taking place on the clip directly, it will take place at the beginning of a clip, at the end of a clip, or the between two separate clips. But it's pretty straightforward, almost the same thing as video effects. The media generators tab is where you can get all sorts of different textures, designs, and colors. This is where you get your text, different patterns and stuff for creating intros or cool designs. This is where you can get credits, colors, gradients, all sorts of stuff. And it's the same thing as dragging media into the timeline. You just drag it into the timeline, drop it. You can edit all the settings like the color and stuff like that. So it's pretty straightforward from here on. Let's say you're editing an effect. Here we go. Here's my TV simulator. Then I exit out of it. But now I want to go back and edit the effect some more. All I got to do is right-click the clip, go down here to Video Event Effects, and then it will bring up that dialog box again. Or, just to save some time, you can go down here to this little icon that looks like a green T at the right edge of the clip. If that T is green, that means there's an effect taking place on that clip. If it is white, that means there's no effects on the clip. So if we click on it while it's green, it'll bring up the dialog box, and it's the same thing I just showed you. And there you go. And it's the same thing for transitions, except you were going to do that where the transition is. So pretty basic stuff here. This icon up here is our pan and crop dialog box. And here we can pan, clip, crop them, zoom into them, stuff. This will probably take up its own tutorial, though, so you don't need to worry about too much about it right now. So anyways, that's basically the basics of Sony Vegas. Just a small taste of what you can do. I'll elaborate more onto this in a future tutorial. Hope you learned a few things today. Stay tuned. I'll probably upload some more in the near future. Have fun. Maybe practice a little bit. Prepare yourself for the next tutorial where I'll step things up a bit more. Have fun, and see you guys later.